Ian's death toll is rising. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Hurricane Ian now responsible for at least 68 deaths, including 61 in Florida. Officials say that flooding could still get worse in parts of Florida due to rain that has nowhere to go. Hundreds of thousands of people and businesses remain without power. Florida Republican Congressman Greg Stube tells Fox Report with John Scott about the top priorities during the restoration efforts.
Our focus is still saving people, ensuring that they are safe, and getting them out of situations that are dangerous, and then obviously restoring power, which is going to take, in some places, I've been given estimates 6 to 8 weeks in Fort Myers. I've been given an estimate Sarasota County won't come 95% until a week from now on power.
The federal government promising to send massive aid to Hurricane Ian victims and rescues. The weakened storm is forming a nor'easter, raining down on Virginia, Maryland, West Virginia, and Pennsylvania. Ukraine is reclaiming their territory that Russia had illegally annexed. Fox's Trey Yingst has more from Kyiv, Ukraine.
Ukrainian troops are making fresh territorial gains in the east as the war grinds on and the threat of nuclear weapons remains on the table.
Heavy fighting continues in Bakhmut as Ukrainian soldiers hold their positions. Russian forces have focused their efforts on the small town in recent weeks, while the civilian population tries to evacuate. Russian President Putin claims the people living here are now Russian citizens, though his troops relentlessly shell their roads and villages.
Pope Francis denouncing Russia's nuclear threats. The top two vote-getters in Brazil's presidential election are headed to an October 30th runoff. Leftist former president Lula da Silva will face far-right incumbent Jair Bolsonaro. Alabama taking back the number one spot from Georgia in the AP College football poll. America is listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
A football legend reveals his recent health struggles. Fox's Matt Napolitano reports.
During Sunday's NFL on Fox pregame show, Terry Bradshaw addressed worries about his health, having displayed shortness of breath and struggling to stand in recent broadcasts.
In November, I was diagnosed with bladder cancer.
The Football Hall of Famer underwent surgery and treatment and was deemed cancer-free, but he fell ill again in March.
Now we find a tumor in my left neck. And it's a Merkel cell tumor, which is a rare form of skin cancer. So I had that surgery done.
After another round of surgery and treatment, the 74-year-old Bradshaw says he's cancer-free.
In addressing the audience at the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation Phoenix Awards Saturday evening.
My administration, we buy America. That includes increasing the share of those dollars to go to small disadvantaged businesses, including brown and black businesses. And we're going to bring that from 10% of all that money spent to 15% by 2025.
President Biden said the GOP supports tax cuts for the wealthiest Americans. A horror movie reigns supreme at the weekend box office.
Paramount's horror flick wins the weekend box office.
I'm seeing something no one else can see except for me. It's smiling at me.
Smile debuts with 22 million in ticket sales, leaving Universal's new release, the gay romantic comedy Bros, in the dust of fourth place. Don't Worry, Darling slips to number two in its second week, the psychological thriller selling $7.3 million worth of tickets. And the historical war epic The Woman King is third on the weekend charts with 7 million in ticket sales.
That's Fox's Kathleen Maloney. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.